USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Polls show President Trump gaining support in various surveys despite the Democrats pursuing the vote on two articles of impeachment. Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul predicts the vote will basically be along party lines with a few exceptions, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The House Judiciary Committee report explaining the impeachment charges against President Trump is out. The report outlines the Democrats' case that the president leveraged foreign aid to pressure Ukraine to investigate a political rival ahead of the 2020 election. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky believes the vote will fall pretty much along party lines.
There's not going to be any Republicans in the House. In fact, there'll be a handful of Democrats who will vote against impeachment in the House. In the Senate, I think all Republicans will vote against the House. And I think two Democrats have a very good chance of voting against impeachment also.
The senator speaking there on CNN.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The market optimistic despite the political turmoil on Capitol Hill as the House of Representatives gets ready Wednesday for a vote on two articles of impeachment. President Trump pointing out how great the economy is doing on Twitter. It's been a record session on Wall Street. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all closing at all-time highs. Investors optimistic over the trade deal with China. The Dow gaining 101 points to close at 28,235. It's the 16th record close of 2019. The NASDAQ up 79 points, the 24th record of the year. The S&P 500 up 23 points, the 29th record of the year. Boeing temporarily stopping production of its 737 MAX planes, the FAA grounding the model following two devastating overseas crashes that left 346 people dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A feel-good cable channel admits it feels bad about a recent decision about some commercials it's run. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Last week, following pressure from a conservative organization, the Hallmark Network pulled the ads by Zola showing same-sex couples, including this one.
Do you think Zola could have made planning your perfect wedding easier?
We do.
I do.
Now Hallmark's CEO has apologized for what he calls the wrong decision, and the company says it will work with Zola to start airing those ads once again. The Hallmark Channel also saying it will work with GLAAD to better represent the LGBTQ community going forward. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The national average for a gallon of gas down 2 cents.
Gasoline inventories were the main cause behind the 2 cent drop as inventories jumped yet again to a sizable 5 million barrels, an increase thanks to sluggish demand. Patrick Jahan of GasBuddy.com tells us Oklahoma has the lowest price while Hawaii the highest.
Across the U.S., the cheapest state for gasoline is Oklahoma, where the average is 217. Amongst the nation's priciest states for gas, Hawaii at 364, which is finally overtaken California, which slid to 362 a gallon, in third place Washington State.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.